Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part three in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
So the spiritual disciplines were meant to get us into a reflective posture, a thinking reflective. We're paying attention so that we can notice what's actually happening. And unfortunately, as a society, we've grown addicted to very high speed. In other words, we believe that fast is good and slow is bad. Right? People work themselves to death. They don't sleep enough. You know, we overdo everything. We overeat, we overwork, and we wonder why we're anxious. We wonder why we're tired. We wonder why we're depressed. And these disciplines are difficult because they are the medicine that we need, but they slow us down. They slow us down. Prayer, meditative prayer. What do I mean by meditative prayer? What I mean really simply is meditative prayer is more listening than it is speaking. And it's going before God in a listening posture and just being quiet. So I would say, you know, from my layman's terms, really rough definition, the biggest difference between silence and meditative prayer would be, in meditative prayer, I am speaking, but I'm speaking much less words. Maybe I say something like, Lord, I'm here. Here I am. Hear my prayer. If there's something that you want to say, I'm going to listen. Meet me now in my, maybe you're feeling anxious. Meet me now in my anxiety.
Yeah, a good example of why that's important is it's really hard to have a conversation with someone. Like, actually, me interrupting you was a good example. Like, it's really hard to hear what God has to say if you're talking all the time.
Absolutely. And most of how we define prayer is us talking and God listening. And meditative prayer is mainly us listening. So if you're listening and you're like, I don't feel really confident at prayer. Well, this is great for you, because what this is it's getting into a room, or maybe you go on a walk, or getting into a place where this distraction is limited. You can quiet yourself. You can calm your body down, and you become aware of how you feel and what you're thinking, and you're inviting Jesus to meet you in that place, and you're inviting him to speak to you. And maybe you're new to this, and maybe that sounds weird. This doesn't need to be this weird, like, awkward thing. It's slowing down, and it's inviting God to work in your life, and you slowing down enough to listen. And I wonder, Austin, I think a lot of our stress, anxiety, so on and so forth, negative emotions, I'll just say negative emotions, is a byproduct for many of us of the fact that we don't slow down enough to really pay attention to what's happening in us. And we're going at such a fast pace that the fact that we feel anxious, the fact that we feel these negative emotions is an indicator. It's our body and mind and spirit trying to tell us, man, like, pay attention, slow down, slow down.
Something you mentioned was we do these things being like those spiritual disciplines of the silent solitude, reflective prayer, and scripture reading. We do those, you said, we do those things so we can have a posture of reflection. And what that allows, and the reflection means we have the space to think about those things that come up within us. And I think I believe there's a lot of fear in doing that, because we've all experienced that before of like this overwhelming emotion, like how do I handle it? Like what you do in the face of fear is not a productive thing to do, is not to run from it, but it's about responding differently in fear, because fear is always going to be there. So we just have to learn how to be in it. And then what do we do when it's there? Because fear is telling us something really important. It's telling us that something is really important. So it's a very beneficial feeling. It's a beneficial emotion. Fear is a gift from God to us to help us learn more about ourselves so we can learn more about Him. And what I mean by that is when we are afraid, there's like a series of questions that you can only kind of process when you slow down enough to be reflective. So if you think of something, it's like, what is it that I believe about this fear? Whatever the fear is about, or the anger, or whatever it is, what is it? What do I believe about it? And then so it's like four questions that you can ask yourself when you do have the time to reflect. Is it, what do I believe about this? And write it down. And then what is actually true about this? What is actually true? Because sometimes the things we think we know aren't true, but we still think them. And then why does it matter to me? And then what do I want to do about it? So I think what we're talking about, Wes, what you're talking about is not, well, let's just slow down so we can just feel these really heavy things and then just, you know, feel them. And then we'll get better. It's like, no, we have to do stuff about this. We have this information. Let's do something with it. And the reflective nature of these things, of these practices, are so we can better learn who we are.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 4 of our conversation. We'll see you then.